we have to bear in mind that this is a brand new virus. So information, scientific research will continue to be new. It is less than a year old. So we have certain conditions that we know for a fact create aerosolization of this virus. For example, intubation is one such technique that is used when patients are severely ill. During those, there's aerosolization of the virus in that particular procedure. When persons have ventilation, receive, for example, asthma and they have their nebulization, those procedures also create aerosolization, where you have very small particles of the virus being able to be suspended in air for a long period of time.